This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520, reaching 17 states and much of Canada. We're honored to have with us, back by popular demand, Maurice Lawrence Nalon III. He lives in Williamsville. He is the president of the Regional Traffic Alliance, an important group for traffic safety in Western New York State. To tell you a little bit about him, he's been involved with the Financial Architects as a partner since 2002. He plans, designs, and reviews financial plans for individuals active and retired. Sale of financial products relevant to planning needs and goals. Planning, design, and review of employee benefits programs for closely held businesses. Before that, he was involved from 2018 to now. Design Settlement Services, Vice President, Secretary, and Treasurer. Designing, marketing, and selling of structured settlement and related products. Counsel attorneys on planning strategies for injury victims. And he's been involved for a long time with the Regional Traffic Alliance. So, Mo, if you could tell us, what is the Regional Traffic Alliance, RTA? What is it all about?
Thanks, Brian. It's always good to see you. thanks for having me today. I think a bit of history is required to really bring you up to speed on Regional Traffic Alliance. Back in the, and it's a bit murky, but in the late 40s or early 50s, a group of gentlemen ladies in the community, leading citizens, decided to that they would support a newfangled part of the police traffic operations known as radar. And of course, we're all aware of radar now, but at the time, radar was really invented during World War II, and shortly after the war, actually the city of Chicago was the first, they realized that they could use it to calibrate speed and determine whether somebody was exceeding the speed limit. So Chicago was actually the first city to have a radar division, and closely followed by Buffalo. But at the time, it was kind of a newfangled thing, and they were kind of the redheaded stepchild. They didn't get the resources and so on that other elements of the police department got. And incidentally, Brian, this is in Buffalo,
right?
Not any of the outlying towns and villages. So a group of citizens said, "Well, we will take this Troop Radar. We'll take them under our wing, and we'll kind of support them financially and so on with extra needs that they have." So fast forward to 2012, and our mission had really changed. We had relationships with a lot of towns and villages throughout Western New York and sheriffs and so on. So we changed our name to Regional Traffic Alliance Incorporated. These days, and traffic has always been, you know, has been our main initiative, but with the difficulty that all law enforcement agencies confront every day with the world in which we live, we really support the police community writ large. So traffic is in our name, but we really support all of the activities of the law enforcement community that you know, is really the thin line between chaos and cooperation. So that's kind of the history on regional traffic, we also came into the 21st century and became an actual corporation and a 501c3 charity. So we are fully allocated as a 501c3, a charitable foundation. So, you know, when people make a contribution to it, to Regional Traffic Alliance, it is a charitable donation. And something that's kind of interest with Regional Traffic, Brian, that I'd really want your listeners to know, Regional Traffic is what's called a director-funded charity. And what that means is the board of directors actually pays for all of the overhead. So any staffing needs, any benefits, any meals, events that we have that I'll go into a little more detail in a few minutes. But that's all supported and paid for by the directors. So when an individual chooses to join Regional Traffic Alliance and become a member, they write out a check for $75, and they can be assured that that $75 goes directly, every penny of that $75 goes directly into our mission. So that's a little bit of background. There's a couple of events that we do, and I'm happy to go into those.
Please tell us what's coming up in the coming months.
Well, back in 2012, as we reorganized into an actual corporation, an actual 501c3 charitable corporation, we thought that one way to support the law enforcement community was to have an officer of the year. And it's really become an officer, a deputy, or trooper of the year, because we're also involved with the New York State Police Department. So each year, the different towns and villages, and of course the city of Buffalo and the different sheriff's departments, such as Cattaraugus County and Erie County, those agencies nominate. An officer, a deputy in the sheriff's department, or a trooper in the case of the New York State Police. And we have a luncheon, an awards luncheon, and it always takes place over the Christmas Hanukkah season. This year, the luncheon will be held on December 17th. So that's one of our initiatives. We also have a gathering of chiefs of police and other law enforcement leaders in the Western New York community. That's usually in August or September. And it's kind of a casual cookout environment. And we gather with all the law enforcement leaders really to get an update on what their challenges are, what their opportunities are, what their accomplishments have been throughout the year. So it really gives us it really gives us as citizens an opportunity to get a real up close and personal idea of what the law enforcement community is dealing with on any given day. And then of course we share that with all of our members.
Now if somebody would like to write a tax deductible check or email you or phone you about what the Regional Traffic Alliance is doing with these events and your goals, how does one do that?
Well, the easy way is you go to the rta.org, and there's a place right on our website where you can very easily enroll and become a member of Regional Traffic. I'm also available. Anybody can reach me at 716-818-6200, and I'm happy to field any questions or any calls. But it's a really worthwhile organization, and it's been, like you, Brian, I've been involved in a number of different charitable pursuits. This is high on my list. It's really the work we do and the support that we provide for the law enforcement community is just one of my really special and important activities.
If we can save one life, it's worth all the effort that you have given for decades for the Regional Traffic Alliance, supporting safe and responsible motoring. Our guest today is Mo Nalon, the president of the Regional Traffic Alliance. If you're listening in Cheektowaga, Toronto, or Manhattan, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet, AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. This station has received letters from Scandinavia and New Zealand with our 50,000 watts, so drop us a note.
Brian, given our friendship with the New York Police Department, with the troopers, we have members throughout New York State. It's not just Western New York.
Good.
And we've made a number of charitable contributions over the years. Two of the more prominent ones are the Fallen Officers Fund. Sadly, when somebody is parishes in the line of duty. We support that mission. And also the Signal 30 Fund, which is the New York Troopers, New York State Troopers kind of need fund, if you will. When a trooper's in trouble, they're the fund that they're one of the funds that they would appeal to is what they call their Signal 30 Fund. And Regional Traffic Alliance, we support that as well.
Wonderful group. We're saluting today with the president of the Regional Traffic Alliance, Mo Nalon, today. I'd like to thank those who called regarding our recent shows with Todd Blair and Robin Hanke regarding their careers as artists, performing artists in the Muskoka area. Also, special thanks to those who've called regarding Margot Schultz, who is a national director at large of the Polish American Congress. Coming up, we'll have Aliyah Nadim, 23-year veteran in the U.S. Air Force, David Black, a major investor in the Northeast, and Rick Platt regarding transportation in Ohio. A little plug here. On a cool autumn night, there's nothing better than sitting in a warm home with some good reading material. Now is a great time to get reacquainted with your heritage by reading the AMPO Legal, news, historic, and cultural features from the Polish-American perspective can be delivered to your door each week for 75 cents. The AMPO Legal is the way to keep up on news in Poland and Polonia with special features in the editions before the holidays. Get a subscription or send one to a friend. Call 716-835-9454 or order online at ampolegal.com. Just click the subscribe tab at the top of the homepage. That's ampolegal.com or call 716-835-9454. Some more information on the president of the Regional Traffic Alliance, Maurice Nalon. He was involved with Maurice L. Nalon, Inc., family property and casualty brokerage from 79 to 2002. Before that, with Connecticut General Life Insurance, senior brokerage representative in Syracuse from 76 to 79, and Sun Life of Canada employee benefits representative in Boston, Massachusetts from 75 to 76. Mo Nalon, our guest today, the president of the Regional Traffic Alliance. Let's tell how this got started in 1996 by a group of citizens that shared a common vision. What was the vision? Who were these people? What got it going in 1996? Mo Nalon.
Well, Brian, as noted, it was really had to do with the radar committee, or the radar department, rather, in Buffalo. And so leading citizens, and it's a bit murky, but we believe it was late 40s or early 50s was when these gentlemen joined forces to support this very new technology. Radar was, and as I mentioned, Chicago was the first city to employ radar for, traffic control, and Buffalo followed shortly thereafter. Brian, on a personal note, I wanted to thank the Polish community. As you know, my daughter-in-law grew up in Ukraine, and the Polish community the Polish community has been spectacular. So for their friendship, my son actually brought his in-laws from Ukraine back to the United States and flew and went right to the Polish-Ukrainian border to retrieve his in-laws. So to all my Polish friends here and abroad and in Poland itself, thank you so much for your friendship and your support.
Yes, the Poles have been very supportive of that horrible war in the Ukraine. About 2,000 people a week are being killed. The average age of the Ukrainian male is 46 because the men between 20 and 40 are mostly dead. A terrible, horrible story, and Putin is a very evil leader of Russia. Very sad. Let's talk about your vision for safe roadways for all. How are you implementing this, Mo Nalon?
Well, again, when somebody joins Regional Traffic Alliance, they get a sticker for their windshield that they can proudly display, and they also get a membership card that they can keep with their license in their wallet. And our annual report, we spend, you know, throughout the calendar year, we encourage our members, you know, think before you have that other cocktail. Take an Uber if you think that, you know, perhaps you're not not qualified to operate a vehicle at that particular time. So it's really just keeping it more than anything else, Brian, in addition to the charitable contributions that we make and our involvement with the chiefs of police and the sheriffs and the troopers, it's really keeping it top of mind. It's just, you know, taking that extra second to think, do I really want to get behind the wheel of a car? I know when I was teaching my children how to drive a motor vehicle, I told them, I said, I want you to close your eyes and I want you to take the key. And as you put it into the ignition, I want you to imagine that you're putting a bullet in a gun, because a car, like a gun, can be a very positive tool and a very productive tool, or it can be an instrument of mayhem and death. So that was kind of the image that, and I think that works for all of us. Every time you get into a vehicle and you put that key in the ignition, just know you're operating a piece of equipment that has many, many positive benefits, but also can be used to do tremendous damage.
Are we seeing a reduction in the number of arrests for drunk driving? Are we seeing fewer people drinking and driving? Are people drinking less heavily and less hard liquor? What have the recent trends shown? Mo Nalon, president of Regional Traffic
Anecdotally,
Alliance.
Brian, anecdotally, I think we have. I did not come armed with any statistics, but I can get those statistics, and as a follow-up, I'd be happy to get them to you for your viewers, or excuse me, your listeners, rather.
All right. Let's talk about this group created as a formal organization, electing directors and pooling seed money. Let's talk about how you function, the Regional Traffic Alliance, Mo Nalon, president.
We have 17 directors. We meet quarterly, and as I say, you know, our quarterly luncheons, those are all paid for by the directors. And then we have our annual Christmas luncheon, our Christmas and Hanukkah, you know, holiday luncheon, and then our August slash September leadership retreat. And that's really our calendar. And then just, you know, we've made so many friendships over the years that we also just, you know, are in the company of our law enforcement community in various gatherings. For example, the chiefs of police, they have their holiday dinner on, I believe it's December 5th, and I'll be attending that. So just throughout the year, we're in kind of constant touch with the people that really spend their lives protecting the rest of us.
For those who just tuned in to the Rusk Report, our guest today is the president of the Regional Traffic Alliance, supporting safe and responsible motoring organization, and Mo Nalon is the president, our guest today. If you're listening in South Buffalo, Montreal, or Washington, D.C., drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk. The Rusk Report, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. Mo Nalon was educated with a Bachelor of Arts at Colgate University in 75. He majored in liberal arts with a concentration in Russian studies and a minor in political science. He has professional designations including the American College Chartered Life Underwriter, Chartered Financial Consultant, and American Institute for Chartered Property and Casualty Underwriters. Our guest today, the president of the Regional Traffic Alliance, Mo Nalon. Let's talk a little bit about where your giving has gone in the last 20 years, what organizations, to what benefit, with the Regional Traffic Alliance. Mo Nalon.
Kids Escaping Drugs, Buffalo Renaissance Foundation, the Fallen Officer Fund, the Signal 30 Fund for the New York Troopers. Those are the ones that come to mind, but there are others.
Very good. Promoting safe and responsible operation of motor vehicles, how does the Regional Traffic Alliance assist with this effort?
Well, really, by making it kind of top of mind, and encouraging all of our members. In the old days, Brian, if somebody was pulled over and they when we just had a relationship with Buffalo, if somebody was pulled over, the police officer would take their then Troop R card and mail it back to the president with a note saying, you know, Mr. Smith was speeding on Seneca Street. You know, please, take action and encourage Mr. Smith to slow it down. That was the way that it was handled at one time. But this in this era, we really just in communication with our members, just are continually or continuously encouraging them. You know, again, think before you drive. You know, take that extra minute to think, are you really in a position where you're equipped to operate a vehicle? So it's just keeping it with our members top of mind.
We've seen national reports of commercial vehicles, of people who are not trained, many illegal aliens driving these large trucks.
And, unbelievable.
Fatalities taking place in California and Florida. What are you doing to promote safety with commercial vehicles, Mo Nalon, President, Regional Traffic Alliance?
Other than going through our political levers of government and encouraging that that ceases to exist, that whole California and Florida, I think, has done a better job of policing that, if you will. I don't know. I think the Department of Transportation, I think, has taken the 17,000, or is in the process of taking the 17,000 operators in California and revoking their licenses. So that it's become top of mind for the federal government, and I believe they are rescinding those licenses.
Good, very good. What about motorcycle safety? Are you involved with that also?
Only from the standpoint that it is a motor vehicle, and as with a car or a truck, it should be operated in a safe and responsible manner. And we also, always having ridden motorcycles for many years, we always encourage our members who drive, cars, automobiles, to always be on the lookout for a motorcycle, because sometimes you just don't see them. I personally, when I was a senior in high school, had a very bad motorcycle accident, and the woman cut me off and wasn't malicious. She just simply didn't see me, and I came out with all my bones and brains intact, but it was a very close call. So that's something that is really close to, personally close to my heart.
Yes, I'm very fortunate that I went to the same high school as Mo Nalon. I've known his family, a very fine family, active in the community for decades. Let's talk again about if somebody wants to look up your website, give money, attend events. How can one do that, Mo Nalon, President, Regional Traffic Alliance?
The best way to do it, we have a wonderful executive director, Lori McDermott, the regional traffic phone number is right on the website. So Lori can answer questions, as can I. I think I provided my mobile device earlier. That's 716-818-6200, and any traffic issues or so on, I'm happy to visit with someone that has additional questions. As far as joining, the best way is to go to the website, the RTA.org, and it's a pretty clear path as to how you make your contribution. And then we actually technically we vote on members to make sure that they're good citizens who we know follow the law and are responsible operators of motor vehicles. So when a person sends in their check, at the next meeting we look at those names and report out, and then send a congratulations letter with their sticker and their membership card. But we maintain the right. if somebody tried to join and they had a DWI or something, they would not be allowed to join Regional Traffic Alliance.
Well, I'm honored to be a dues-paying member of the Regional Traffic Alliance, and I encourage all of our listeners to become involved. We have a minute and a half left on the Rusk Report on the BET AM 1520. Let's talk a little bit more about the different law enforcement agencies you work with to keep roadways safe. Mo Nalon.
Well, the three really are city, town, and village police departments, and then sheriff's departments in the Western New York area. The two that that we have a really close friendship with would be Erie County, the county in which Buffalo is situated, and Cattaraugus County, which is in the southern tier, south of Buffalo. It's a ski area. People may know Ellicottville or have heard of Ellicottville, mm-hmm. if you're in the ski country, and then also the state troopers. So those are really our three, our three audiences, if you will.
Just quickly, a lot of people are driving high on marijuana now that it's legal. Doesn't this show a problem for
safety?
It's
a problem. That's all I can say, Brian. It's a problem. And, nothing that that we can correct today or tomorrow, but it's certainly something that we're well aware of. And it's an issue that I think will become, increasingly important to address. It's become a very pretty, not common, but it's not unusual to learn of somebody who's been high on marijuana who's also operating a motor vehicle.
I'm sorry, we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We're very happy to have a prominent civic leader and president of the Regional Traffic Alliance, Mo Nalon, on our program today. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, director of production, for the past 20 years. Thank you for enlightening us regarding the Regional Traffic Alliance, Mo Nalon, and have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.